What is going on, guys? And welcome to episode 2 of Cross Platform Play. I'm joined live in my office by Hayden.
You call this an office?
Well,
I mean, it's got a computer in it.
That's all. It's got some donut flavored Tic Tacs and a printer. Isn't that all you need for an office?
Pretty much.
That's what I thought. So after a hard night of drinking last night, Hayden's a little bit...
I'm ready to go.
Should just not have stopped drinking. Should have just kept drinking.
Could have kept drinking ready for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But today we're going to talk about things that are basically Sony. Sony, and is Sony an asshole?
Yes.
But as always, that song was something. I've forgotten what that song was called. It's Paul Flint, featuring Chris Linton, Watch the World Burn. What a title of a song.
Man, it's pretty aggressive.
It's very, very, very aggressive.
Watch the world burn. Yeah. On your nose, mate.
Okay, yeah, okay, let's watch the world burn. Anyway, the first topic we're going to talk about is a very controversial one that has been popping up all over the place ever since Fortnite came out on the Switch, and Xbox and Nintendo were like, okay, let's let them play together. And Sony's like, nah, I'm going to stand over here in the corner of the playground and be that kid that's parents earn too much to play with you people. What are your thoughts on this?
That's all it seems to be, is just...
Yeah,
it's like having a big old whinge. It's like, well, this ain't 20 years ago.
No, this isn't 20 years ago when you had to plug an Ethernet cable in the back of your PlayStation 2 to play the one game that could do online, sort of.
Yeah, it's the internet's a thing.
The internet's
a
big thing.
Just seem to go, well, we're going to have a whinge because we're Sony and that's what we do.
We're Sony and we whinge as a company because that's what we do well. So that's what we're going to do. But they did offer some hope. And I'm looking at an article on Eurogamer because I think it was at the Paris Game Show, was it? Just reading here.
It just seems that... Oh, no, that... It's cross-platform is one of those things that is so simple to do.
Like, oh, yeah. You flick
the switch.
It's not a server problem anymore. It's not, our hardware doesn't match up anymore. It's not, the game architecture doesn't match up anymore. It's not that at all.
There's no problem. It's all money.
It's
all tied to money.
And that's basically what Sony says. And I quote, this is a quote from Sean Layden, who is the president and CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment America and chairman of Sony Interactive Entertainment Worldwide Studios. He said, I thought it was fascinating you talking about PlayStation 3 flying too close to the sun. Your Icarus moment. That's not even him saying that. Who is that saying that? That was some bloke from Eurogamer saying that. Do we start this again?
No. Come on.
I just quoted that wrong.
Basically, the guy said that it's a money issue.
Basically, that was the person from Eurogamer asking a question. What Sean Layden said was, we're hearing it, we're looking at a lot of the possibilities. You can imagine the circumstances around that affect a lot more than just one game.
So they're talking about Fortnite, obviously.
Yeah, Fortnite is the big thing that lit the fire under this discussion again. He continued to say, I'm confident we'll get to a solution which will be understood and accepted by our gaming community while at the same time supporting our business.
It's pretty much, they don't want V-Bucks to be spent on multiple platforms, on their platform.
Mm-hmm. Because the way the V-Bucks are spent, then it's not the same physical money dollar for each system. You look at Nintendo, it's a little bit, I think, a couple of cents more expensive than on PC and Xbox.
But we're talking minuscule amounts.
Yeah. Talking tiny amounts that don't really matter. But to Sony, they do. Because you look at this and Sony hasn't had the greatest track record. You look at E3 this year as an example. Not a single release date. I mean, the exclusive titles were incredible, and that's why people still play PlayStation. But when you look at third-party titles and thinking outside the box of what to include, there's just nothing there. I'd rather have a gaming experience on an Xbox.
Yeah, that's why I've got an Xbox. But I don't know. Well, the bigger thing is that if you ever logged into your PS4 Fortnite once and then got a Switch,
yeah,
you couldn't use your account.
Yeah, exactly. You had to create a whole new Epic Games account. It wouldn't even let you unlink from the PlayStation account.
Nope. So no matter how much money you spent, it wasn't cross-compatible across the platforms because money, pretty much.
It's all down to money at the end of the day. And that brings me to think, okay, well, what's their solution going to be? Is it going to be a case of, you can have a separate account, we'll let that account play with Xbox and Nintendo on PC, but you cannot transfer what you've spent in V-Bucks from the PlayStation to other consoles?
Yeah, I don't know what their solution on their end will be to keep everyone happy.
Further down here, later in June, John Smedley, Xbox of Planetside 2 and H1Z1 developer Daybreak Game Company, H1Z1, the Battle Royale, officially came out on PlayStation, and it's rubbish. But he said, when I was at Sony, the stated reason internally for this was money. They didn't like someone buying on an Xbox and it being used on a PlayStation. Simple as that. Which is what we just basically said. Which is ridiculous.
Oh, I just think that it's an insanely rich company. Like, Sony does so much more than just...
They do TVs, they do...
Yeah, it's like Microsoft sound. Does so much more than just Xbox.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
If out of all the companies that don't want to do cross-platform, you'd think it would be Nintendo. Simply because they do gaming.
Yeah, that's their thing.
That's it. Like, their money maker is gaming, but...
Not with Sony or Microsoft.
The fact that Nintendo have been able to... Oh, yeah, let's do cross-platform. Fortnite, I think, is the first.
Minecraft
and... Yeah, Minecraft. But Fortnite's the big first shooter sort of game, it's not slowly, aimed at children.
It's slowly being unlocked for everybody else because they understand that you don't... Well, they want people to buy their system for their system, but they're also not just being arseholes.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's like, they understand that, there ain't a perfect world where everyone on the street owned a PS2.
Yeah. They were expensive when they came out. Yeah. They were very expensive.
It's, everyone's got something different, and they rather people, like, play with their friends and that than, you know, plus it's also marketing for them as well. Yeah. It's free marketing, being able to flick the switch and go, if you've got an Xbox and you have your mate has a Switch.
Yeah. You can play with them.
Play together.
Yeah, exactly. And that won't just generate revenue. But if you have a PlayStation, and if you're thinking about this from the money perspective, you have a PlayStation, your mate has a Switch, you would make more money if you would let them cross-play, because I guarantee you, they say, oh, hey, Fortnite's on Switch, we can cross-play. That person that plays Fortnite on a PlayStation and only has a PlayStation may then say, oh, I'll just buy the skins on PlayStation. Yeah. But they still effectively play crossplay, but they're only buying it on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're worried about, it's a free game. It doesn't cost PlayStation anything. And I guarantee you there would be people that spend V-Bucks on PlayStation. There are. You look at the people that spend V-Bucks on PlayStation.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I mean, freaking Ali A, $1,500 on skins.
Ali A fucking nearly got hit by a missile.
Oh, that thing in Fortnite. Oh, God.
Man, he was frothing that shit.
Oh, he was. And he was saying that rocket was travelling through time. It wasn't. It was travelling through space. Not time. Ali A, if you listen to this podcast...
Which man, some guy broke the single game kill record by destroying a viewing platform that people have made.
Yeah.
56 kills or something. I'm like, what a dick.
Yeah, what a dick. It was funny to watch. There was another thing I saw on Reddit. This guy went around. What he did is he'd killed 20 people as they were all viewing it. And they all spectated him thinking, oh yeah, we can still see it through this guy. No, he turned around and looked at a wall. So, what a troll.
Just makes you question humanity sometimes.
Just a little bit. But branching off from Sony, it's something that a lot of other companies are doing. It's still within Sony, but Game Pass. Xbox have Game Pass. EA is going to be having Origin Platinum or whatever. They've got the Vault on console, on Xbox. Does Sony need a Game Pass?
Sony needs... Well, their thing is that they've got the PS Plus and they think that's enough, but it's... I don't think they need it, but, like, is it a good marketing strategy?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. If you pay $20 a month for whatever you'd call their version of Game Pass, and you don't have to put all AAA titles on it to begin with. Xbox didn't. But if you said, okay, as marketing tool, when... what's a first-party game coming out?
And that's another problem with it, is that Xbox has got... Look, they sometimes they're shit, like Sea of Thieves, but it's straight to Game Pass.
Yeah, and like with what they're doing now.
But there's multiple of them. There's heaps and heaps coming out.
Oh, yeah.
As in, Sony has The Last of Us Part 2, which was revealed 2 years ago. They have Spider-Man, which was revealed 2 years ago. Yeah. They have Death Stranding, which was revealed 2 years ago.
Yeah. There's nothing... And we still don't know... Spider-Man's the only one with a release date.
We still don't know about the others.
No.
So it's just a bit, like... I know you need... People are already going to be playing for PlayStation Plus. It's more... They need another reason to... I think it would be like $10-15 a month.
Yeah.
Just another reason to spend that money apart from like... I know, because... Well, exclusives... Like God of War, obviously, and...
God of War. They had Horizon Zero Dawn.
It's just... There's not... content coming like, out from Sony. Not that their content already isn't fantastic, it's more...
Sony's thing they've always said is quality over quantity, but you look at Xbox, and the quality first party is they... Like, they acquired 5 new studios, and those studios were basically already making games specific to the Xbox, like Playground games, etc. But then they bought... I think it's...
Hellblade's the game.
Hellblade, yeah, that's the game. Is it Ninja Theory, I think it is? Ninja Theory?
Yeah.
That was a game that came out first and only on PlayStation, yet Xbox managed to acquire that studio as their own.
Because Bill Gates is just laying back in there, rolling around in his millions, going, Ninja Theory sounds like a cool name.
Let's purchase that. Righto, Phil Spencer, go buy that now. I want it. Buy it.
Old mate Phil.
Phil Spencer, he comes out and he looks like... Going back to E3, he stands there and he looks so confused. Like, he knows what he's talking about, but just the expression on his face. He's like, what?
I love big boy Phil.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Small.
But you look at Sony and you think, what the hell are you doing, Sony? Come on. They're not doing anything productive. They're complaining about not making money.
I can't see how they can complain about not making money when that's all they're doing is making money.
That's all they do. It's the PlayStation 4 sold way better than the Xbox One did. It still does, I think.
Still does to this day.
Still does sell better, and it's more expensive. So if Sony wants to complain about money, how about they drop the price of the PS4 Pro? Then they can start complaining.
Yeah, thank you, because then I'll buy Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Just drop it in the week Spider-Man comes out. I'll buy the PS4 Pro and I'll play Spider-Man.
Pretty much it. That's what's going to happen.
But you move on from Game Pass, and then this thing that was said at E3 a lot, streaming as a service, streaming games as a service. Not in Australia, thank you very much.
Well, NVIDIA GeForce Now is a thing, and that's... That's free beta on Macintosh at the moment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Now, streaming games as a service, it's taken an evolution over the years so far. Like, you've got that NVIDIA one, but you've also got PlayStation's current version. There are two different types. In Europe and America, I think it is, you get PlayStation Now. Now, what that is you can stream PS2 titles, classic PS2 titles, PS1 titles from the cloud. So they're not downloaded onto the console. But you've also got... I can't remember for the life of me what it's called. PlayStation. You can stream the game from your console...
To your PSP.
Not just that, but to a laptop.
Their little $100...
Yeah. No, not even that. It's a free program you download. Yeah, you can do it. If you've got a good enough internet connection, I could be sitting on the bus playing it. But if I'm in the same house and I'm in bed, I set it up on a laptop... Use a controller. The PS4 does all the processing. It doesn't matter what kind of a computer I've got.
Yeah, I think game streaming is going to be a thing. Like, people thought Netflix was stupid until they're now the biggest company in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Game streaming is going to be... All media streaming is going to be put online eventually. You won't see... specific stores for music or movies or games be around for much longer.
Well, people will just be angry at input lag.
Yeah. They're going to have to fix it. They're going to have to really get on top of that, because let's be fair, I think we'll still have a lot of physical games for things. I think it's going to be like number of years before we see streaming become the only way to play a game. And even when you can, I think they're still going to have to offer the option of downloading the game natively to your console.
Yeah, it's always going to have to be an option to, because offline.
Yeah.
Like, everyone likes playing games offline still.
I don't know why, but, you know.
Yeah, I turned on my computer the other day and I was updating my Xbox at the same time. So I was like, oh, I don't want to play any multiplayer games
Whatever.
Then realised the only single player game I have on my computer is Spider-Man 2. I've got an emulator
for
the GameCube version. I cried a little bit on the inside. Like,
did you play it though?
Of course I did. Yeah, I got a great. I've never completed the story. All I do is swing around.
Is that the one where you can deliver pizzas as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I did. That's all I did. Yeah, just deliver pizzas to people. Start off on the back of your little moped, and then you're like, nah, fuck this. I'm going to swing around the place and deliver my pizzas.
There you go. Skeet, skeet.
Yeah, basically. Now, this one I think we might talk about for a while is esports. And what's happening with esports at the moment. Now, I've only recently jumped on the bandwagon that is esports, Overwatch League, LCS. So you can take this one.
Well, the step what an esport needs to be successful. Step one, a huge player base.
Yeah. Yep.
Step two, needs to be professional.
Yep.
Step three, players need to be paid.
Yes. Yeah, they do.
And so they're the big ones are the LCS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's League of Legends, all their professional leagues. And Overwatch, because Blizzard pumped millions upon millions of dollars.
Oh yeah.
Into the Overwatch League.
A lot of money.
Dota 2, Street Fighter, they've all got professional scenes of some sort.
Yeah.
But the key thing is a huge player base.
You have to treat esports like any other sport, really. The teams have to be professional, and in a lot of teams, you can't just start off and expect it to be huge.
But which is what kind of the start of the Overwatch League was. They just pumped so much money into it, it was expected to be huge, which it has been.
Yeah, it has been huge. But
it's also, at the same time, that Blizzard were, well, XQC is the prime example of Blizzard probably taking it that one step too far.
Yep.
Like, using a what did he say? Fed 7? No. Oh, he used a Twitch global emote while an African-American commentator was on the stage, and then he got banned from the Overwatch League.
That's right. That was the Pepe Le Frog thing, wasn't it?
Nah, that was another thing.
That was a different thing.
But it was more just like they straight up said, you're gone.
Yeah.
And it was like, I know XQC, people mightn't like him, but he brings personality.
Not just that, though. If you had, let's use Fortnite as an example. You watched at E3, the celebrity Pro-Am. If you had that as a competitive sport, the teams, the squads, you'd only be able to have squads of four, obviously, unless they created some specific game mode where it's like larger teams, but I don't think they would. But just as an example, you'd have to have players whose names you can recognise. So if you had Nidra on a team, Ali A on a team.
Yeah, they need that. Which is what XQC was. Yeah. He was a big-time streamer.
Yeah.
And, like, World Cup winner.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
So, but they just, the personalities, the Overwatch League has that problem of they have only a few players that have got real personalities that people can relate to, and the rest are, I'm not going to say robots, but Pine is a prime example of incredibly good at the game, but also has enough of a personality, like, he's called Big Boss Pine. Like,
yeah.
Come on, what a name.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, you know, well, League of Legends is probably the scene which has the most personalities, and that's why people love it. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm a Cutie Pie.
Yeah.
Has been at the top of stream. Like, I don't reckon he'll ever go back to LCS, but he's been at the top of Twitch for 6 years.
Yeah.
You know, every time he's on, it's consistent 20,000 viewers, and all he does is play League.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, like, in the LCS, Double Lift Faker. Names that people love and enjoy because they've got... Well, Faker doesn't have a personality, but no, Double...
Faker's just got the quickest fingers in the world.
Double Lift does. And it's just... It's the personalities that people need. It's like... Like when you're watching AFL or soccer, like it's...
Yeah.
It's nothing without the personality.
Yeah, exactly. If there were just some people running around on the field kicking a ball... Okay.
Yeah, but it's the personalities and the backstories that everyone cares about, so...
And you look at... the Overwatch League, and there's maybe there's one I've only just recently started following the Overwatch League, and there's the one person that I've ever seen stream and play in the league was Seagull.
Yeah, a lot of them are streamers, but Overwatch is different as well, because Overwatch has never been a big streamers game.
No, it hasn't been,
because it's
I mean, I'm going to have a look on Twitch right now and see what's at the top. I guarantee it's League.
It's League or 100%
Fortnite. And then Final Fantasy VI, okay.
Games Done Quick is this weekend.
Oh, is GDDQ.
Yep, so Overwatch has 30,000 viewers total at the moment.
And League has double that. And then Fortnite has triple that.
So Ninja's streaming.
Yeah, so
I'd assume.
I'm assuming Ninja's on.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not at the top of the list.
No, he would be here. But yeah, it's...
It's never been a streamer's game, which is half its issues, because I know with it is its own game kills its own hype, because it's so hard to get into.
Yeah.
Well, not like as soon as you play it and you understand it a little bit, that's all you need. But like you can't just jump on and start.
It's not a case of like League of Legends where you watch a player because they're playing a certain character and they know how to play that character well. It's like you can main on Overwatch every single character, but if you were to try and master every single character on League of Legends, you'd be there for a while.
Yeah. And so, that's why one-trick problems are always going to be a thing in Overwatch, because of how small the
roster's not big enough.
The roster's not big enough. Like, Tracer's will always be at the top of the list because Trace is just stupidly strong.
Because Trace is trash. I want to see why Final Fantasy VI... What? Oh, so yeah, it is GDDQ. You. Huh.
I told you, man.
I didn't know that was this weekend.
Yes.
Huh. Well, then.
Games Done quick.
It's SGDQ. Okay.
Yeah, esports are going to be huge. It's just... What's going to take over League is the next... Because everything's always been a League killer, but I don't know, it's always consistently at the top of the list.
Yeah, look, it's just moved up and just bumped ahead of Player Unknown Battlegrounds as we're recording this.
So Counter-Strike, CSGO is the other massive esport.
Oh, it is too, isn't it?
Now, the difference between CSGO and Overwatch is CSGO, it looks semi-realistic and has guns people recognise.
Yeah.
And it's very... See, we're like, oh, that's a submachine gun, or that's an LMG in Overwatch. Winston has a fucking electric laser cannon.
If I type top esports, we're going to see LoL, StarCraft, Heroes, okay, COD, of course, Dota, Hearthstone,
Rocket League.
If you'd have asked what's the most popular esport in the world 10 years ago, I guarantee you the word World of Warcraft would have come out of nearly everyone's mouth. PvP, World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Would have come out of everyone's mouth. But now Blizzard have gone, okay, we've got Overwatch for our esports. We don't need to focus so much on...
But it'd be League of Legends would be...
Yeah, over the last 10 years, League has definitely become sort of the forefront of what esports is.
Well, League's in China. That's the big thing. Like 149 million Chinese watched the final of MSI. Because it was a Chinese team.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
But plus, it's just... Yeah, League will always be the king.
Yeah.
Because League's just one of those games that can always stick around forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it will be. Another topic we can talk about. What's just happened on Fortnite? What do we think Season 5's going to be?
Man, you're frothing Fortnite.
I'm frothing Fortnite. I love me some Fortnite.
Man, I hope they just, like, destroy the whole map and it's just, like, one big flat field. Like, whoever gets, like, the famous first gets that victory royale.
Oh, yeah. The first... There's like, 100 people drop, there's 50 guns. That's just it.
Yeah, and it's just, like, a proper battle royale. Everyone just murdered... Like, Hunger Games, except, like, really, really bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's not just Hunger Games, though. Hunger Games brought it to the forefront with teenagers, but that... The Japanese movie Battle Royale, literally, was called Battle Royale.
Yeah.
But Fortnite as well. PUBG was suing Fortnite, then all of a sudden, dropped it.
They did end up dropping it, didn't they?
Yeah. Do you reckon they come to some sort of settlement?
I don't think it was a settlement. I think it was more they just accepted that...
Find some...
That it wasn't going to happen. Because... PUBG, just like, I don't know, it just seemed, PUBG came out and then Fortnite said, we can do this.
Yeah.
And they just straight up copied the concept.
But then on the same token, you can say that PUBG copied H1Z1.
I think it was more just...
PUBG refined the idea.
Yeah, it just seemed so quick.
Fortnite, like, changed it enough to be different with building and the way it looks and that sort of stuff, because...
It was stupidly quick to have it, though. Like, oh, yeah. PUBG's become huge, and then, like, a month later, he's Fortnite for free. It just seemed a bit...
I'm having a look here, and there's no real... here we go. They dropped the suit because of the potential weakness of the claim. PUBG Corp could have spent a lot of money in court and basically just lost it all. And they probably would have, if I'm honest.
Yeah, and plus Fortnite's earning much more than PUBG.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, so Fortnite's earning about $200 million a month.
Yeah, and PUBG's what, 1 million? It's for... I don't know. No, PUBG has sold more than 50 million units since its launch last month. Made over 100 million its first 6 months on sale. Fortnite is only 200 million a month on just downloadable content sales, which brings us to the next topic. Is DLC a thing of the past? No. Are we going to? You don't think so? No. Paid DLC. Is paid DLC a thing of the past? Do you think companies are going to do like what Battlefield and Black Ops doing and having free DLC but microtransactions for cosmetics?
Depends on the company to whether it'll be... Like, if someone like Rockstar comes out with DLC for Red Dead Redemption...
Oh, it's going to be paid, definitely.
That costs $15. Mm. I think people are sure it's Red Dead.
If it's story-based, but if it's, like, map packs...
Yeah, if Call of Duty comes out, everyone goes, there's always people that froth Call of Duty and will buy the season pass straight away.
Yeah.
It's also like, oh, it's COD, fuck.
Yeah, it's COD. Who cares anymore?
Call of Duty. Oh, no, they're using the same engine for Black Ops 4, aren't they?
Oh, I think they are. I'm pretty sure. I don't think they've... I'm going to have a look. I don't think they've changed it. COD Blops 4 engine. I don't think they've changed it. The IW engine. Okay, so what... Let's see what other games. This game... Oh, Christ. So the IW engine has been running games since Call of Duty 2.
Yeah, I told ya.
God. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's never changed, the COD engine.
Wow.
Man, see?
Holy shit.
Yeah, you just realised that they've literally...
The IW engine made...
Quantum of Solace.
The video game for Quantum of Solace, righto.
Dunna, dunna, dunna.
Wow. Okay. I think Call of Duty have really lost their touch over the past couple of games. They need to go back to Modern Warfare 2 days.
Yeah, that's...
Back when things were actually good.
These were the days of things.
Christ.
We used to laugh a lot.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to a segment that I've literally just come up with called Let's Browse Reddit and Talk About What We See on the Front Page. Tell me when something sort of jumps out at you and we'll... That cat looks... You can't see what we're seeing, so I'm going to try and find something. I'm just going to go games. Just games. Our games. I have... Okay.
There's no search result for games.
Righto. Is it R Gaming? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, /r/gaming.
That's the one. Tip screens on games. We're looking at one here. Someone's posted it with the caption, genius advice. Tip, struggling with a tough foe. Remember, just keep your health above zero while lowering your enemy's health to zero. Works every time.
You're a thinker.
That's they've done well there. It's like on South Park, the fractured butthole. There's a tip screen. It's the only tip screen in the game. It's something along the lines of, finding this game difficult, try another one.
It's a bit rough.
Jeez, basically.
That is rough. But
they're not wrong.
They're not wrong. Like, I don't know. Just...
What else is on Reddit? Duck Hunt Painting. I literally can't find anything else. It's all just photos. That's all it is. It's just photos. How about you just for a second talk about the fact you've never played a Zelda game?
I've never played The Legend of Zelda, ever. I've seen people play it, but I'm like, you know what? Not my game. I'll go back to Halo 3, thank you very much.
That hurts my...
What's wrong with Halo 3?
No, the fact that you prefer to play Halo 3 over a Zelda game hurts.
Man, you haven't played Halo 3 in a while, have you?
No, I haven't.
Actually,
I'll tell a story. And I've told this to a couple of people over the weekend. I feel violated. My League of Legends account was hacked. I hadn't played it since January or late December. And I went on one day just to play a game of League with Hayden. And I'm like, I can't remember my password. I'd entered the correct password like 6 times. And I'm like, hold on. What's my password? So... I finally got access to the account, went in it, and I spent about a week just playing through it. I'm like, okay, I don't recognize any of these friends, but, you know, they might be just randoms that I've added over however long. And there was this conversation, and I clicked on this conversation. The start of it said, some guy said to my account, oh, you've got like 200 billion accounts. And the response was, oh, this is just my bro's account. One, I don't have a brother. Two, when I spell you, it's Y-O-U. I don't just type the letter U. And three, I would never share an account. And I'm like, I've been hacked. And then I look at my match history, and there's been Taryx and Aurelia, and I don't play either of those champions. And I'm like, hold on. And it didn't bother me at first, but then when I woke up the next morning, I'm like, I feel really violated. I feel really violated.
Man, they're like, man, they need the Lord Protector.
Someone's been there chatting with someone else saying this is their account. It's like, that's like walking into someone's house. Yeah, come over for a party.
Yeah, it's a bit dodgy.
It's like, if you ever had anything hacked?
I've never had. No, I had my Grand Theft Auto 5 account hacked to the point where I can no longer play the game now.
The Banjo.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I can't get back in. And I don't want to buy another PC copy of Grand Theft Auto 5
on
Steam or whatever. So I'm like, oh, well, now it looks like I'm not playing GTA 5.
Well then, that's a bit rough. Yeah. Actually, I have a funny story about that.
Well, hang on. Before Destiny 2.
Yep.
DLC for Destiny 2 is the same. Is going to end up the same as Destiny. Destiny came out with shit.
Yeah.
And the DLC made it better, and it's doing the same thing again.
Yes, but they're killing... What's his face?
Oh, everyone's favourite
person. What's his name? Clyde.
Yeah.
Is it Clyde? Yeah, the one that Nathan Fillion voices. They're killing him.
I don't know why they're killing quite like... Why?
But it's really sad. He better come back to life. He's a robot. They may be able to just repair him. Oh, let's talk quickly about Overwatch as G-Force. New champion.
G-Force. Friggin'
G-Force. Wrecking Ball. Hamster that can't talk, but we can have a gorilla that can talk.
That's right. Or Hammy.
Hammond, his name is.
Man, he just...
Or Hammy for short. In a game about cyborg ninjas, Kotako says, strained mother-daughter relationships and terrorist groups with edgy-ass names like Talon. He's Hammy the Hamster.
Yeah, he's a wrecking ball, like, literally.
He looks so broken, though. He really looks so broken.
Looks stupidly strong, but... I suppose they're the balanced team, so...
Yeah.
They're gonna know.
Well, that's just broken. What else do we have here on Kotaku's website? Other than it's literally just people having a good old go over, apparently, rodents. what's that? No, nothing there. Nothing exciting there.
Jim Carrey got signed on to do the Sonic.
Oh, yes, he did. the live-action CG movie.
Live-action Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's the villain. So is he getting, do you reckon he'll play Dr. Robotnik?
I mean, what other Sonic villain would you put on there?
Yeah, there's not much there. Oh, there's another Five Nights at Freddy's, really? Ultimate Custom Night, he's called it. Oh, gosh. I mean, he makes...
Five Nights at Freddy's, why is that still a thing?
Don't know. I really don't know.
That's my question. Like, why is...
I really don't know why Five Nights is still a thing. It's really questioning me whether or not... Oh, so I didn't miscalculate Fortnite's countdown.
No, everybody did.
Everybody did. Right, okay. Everybody miscalculated. Okay, that makes sense. I thought it was 3:30 this afternoon, but it was 3:30 early this morning.
Yeah, which, let me tell you, I'm not going to get up.
No, not after we've just been out since 1. We got home at what, 1:30, 1:40?
Something like that, and it was...
You serious?
The Razer phone costs $1,100.
Holy shit. A phone that was released a year and a half ago is finally coming to Australia at an $1,100 price point.
Okay, guess what I'm not going to rush out. Rush out and buy.
The Razer phone? Is that what you're not going to rush out and buy?
Probably not going to rush out and buy the Razer
phone. No, I don't think I will either. I'm happy with my S8 Plus. I mean, that's fine. Let's have a look at what Kotaku had to say just quickly before we finalise things. About PS4's lack of crossplay. I'm just going to read this quickly.
Well,
they're basically just agreeing with us.
You know, it's just they just believe that their way, and that people will be loyal to PlayStation no matter what.
Yeah.
But people are loyal to the video games they play, not where mm-hmm. they play them.
Oh, yeah. It's. I personally prefer playing on an Xbox, not. And the only reason why...
Because the controller's about 1,000 times
not
better.
Not just that, but I prefer achievements over trophies. I'm an achievement whore.
It's more satisfying...
For having gamer score.
Boop, boop.
It's yeah, like, ooh. It's more, yeah, exactly. Just got an achievement, not like, bling, and there's your trophy.
There's your gold trophy. It's like, oh, thanks, man. Give me that 100G. Give me that gamer score.
I want a gamer score. Not just like, oh, you've collected some trophies.
Yeah, cool. You've collected some trophies.
That basically mean nothing unless you're 100% a game and get a platinum trophy. But moving on to our last topic is what the future of this podcast is going to be. As we've experienced today, coming up with enough stuff to fill an hour and a half podcast like we did with E3 is difficult. So we're probably going to be short bouts of 25 to 30 minutes for the podcast, I think sounds appropriate.
That's probably going to end up being the case. And next week, or a week after, whenever we decide to do on the next one, I'm going to be back on my old crap mic.
Yeah, so rather than hearing a crisp voice, which I hope this has turned out to be, you'll be hearing, like I described it, Hayden talking through a vat of KFC.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my microphone.
What it sounds like. Basically, is what it sounds like. So look forward to that.
You wouldn't look forward to
it. But how often would you say we're going to record one of these?
Well, if this goes up today, that would be every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
That makes it easy.
I think we'll just go every 2 weeks on Sunday.
Done.
Every 2 weeks on Sunday, there'll be a new one. Hopefully, in the next couple, we'll have another person joining us.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully, we get the crew together.
Yeah. Won't say who it is. We'll let that surprise you. It's not Ali A.
If you're listening, mate, come on.
I wish it was Ali A.
I wish it was that. Mate, imagine if we could get
Ali A. Can we get Ali A on the podcast? Podcast with 17 listens so far.
I just want Ali A to come on and just be like, what's up, guys? Ali A. And then just leave.
Yeah, that's all he has to say. That's all he has to say.
He spent $1,500 on Fortnite skins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what in the fuck is wrong with you?
$1,500. I mean, he could probably write it off as a tax deduction, but... $1,500 on skins. I mean, he probably made that much off one Fortnite video.
Absolutely.
But there's still a lot of money to spend on Fortnite skins.
It's more just to spend on a single video game.
How much does an epic skin on Fortnite, I think, is about... It's 2,000 V-Bucks, which translate to 34 Australian dollars-ish. That's a lot of money for a skin.
Yeah, it's just...
That's one indie game on a Nintendo Switch.
Just remember, man, you don't need skins.
You don't need skins to play well. You do not need
skins to be better.
You only need the Hootenanny emote.
Hootenanny emote and Jubilation.
Yeah, and Jubilation. That's
all you need to that.
And if you can pick up Star Power, get Star Power.
That'll cost you like 700 V-Bucks.
Yeah, you'll be right. Just buy the starter pack. It's $5. Comes with a free skin and 600 V-Bucks.
Yeah, so you can't be a filthy no skin no more.
The question is, though, are you going to be buying the Battle Pass for next season?
Probably not, because I won't play it enough.
Yeah, I reckon?
I only play it with you guys, and I'll play much less than you guys do.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair enough. But thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. We'll be back. What's the date of the next one? It'll be
the 15th.
We'll be back on the 15th with another podcast, with or without a third co-host.
We hope.
We hope it's with a third co-host. If you're listening,
we're in contracts.
We're drawing up the contract. Contract talks. He gets no money.
We don't get money
anyway. Well, he gets no money. Or, I've just revealed the gender of the person. Speculation.
Speculate.
Speculate on who it is. It's not Ali A. I'll say that.
We've eliminated one person.
It's not Ali A. Is there any final words you'd like to share?
No, I'm all good.
You're good?
You done?
Yeah, I'm good. So, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. And we'll see you again in the next one. Bye.